So a few months ago, we ran this really cool program all about the untold Latino history of the United States. And this episode included a story about Zorro. But last time I checked, Zorro is not a historical character. He's, in fact, a fictional character. So why Zorro?
Because, come on, who doesn't love Zorro?
Okay, that's our producer, Marlon Bishop, who put together that episode. Marlon, I love the piece about Zorro.
What was your relationship with Zorro?
I remember seeing him on television. I definitely remember him having really dark hair. And Zorro, you know, I mean, there was something Spanish about it. So I kind of got it, but I was a kid.
Exactly. And I had no idea. I mean, Zorro's everywhere in a certain sense. You know, you're a kid, there is an animated TV show. And I was a kid that was on, I don't remember when, the old TV shows would come on every now and then. But it never dawned on me that Zorro was supposed to depict a Californio, or person who lived in colonial California during the Spanish and Mexican period. So that was kind of blew my mind a little bit. Did you ever realize that?
No, and that's why I love this piece, because it was suddenly like, wow, Zorro has this whole history. So what is the history of Zorro? And why are we always just limited to seeing him as this masked man when, in fact, there's so much more about him?
So we're going to hear about that in the piece that's coming up. But I basically came across a story in reading a book, and I found that Zorro was actually based on real-life characters. And not only that, these historical figures were actually figures of anti-American resistance during this whole colonial period. And I just love this idea that we thought we knew Zorro, but we don't really know Zorro. And there's some really deep layers going on in this story that are kind of wrapped up in this character.
All right. Well, let's hear the piece and check out those deep layers for ourselves. Thanks, Marlon.
You got it.
You've probably never realized it, but the first great American superhero was Latino.
Zorro, 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 Zorro.
Who wore a mask, wore black clothing, melted into the night, and had a fabulous black steed whose name was Tornado.
Out of the night when the full moon is bright.
That was Sandra Curtis, a Zorro expert. Zorro didn't have superpowers. He couldn't fly or shoot lasers from his eyes, but he was as quick as the wind. He was unbeatable in a sword fight. And, of course, had a way with the ladies.
And what should I say you're best at?
Well, I dance all known dances, and I yield to no one in the new world. As kissing ladies' hands, permit me.
Rather than having superpowers, he had super smarts. So he was able to outwit his adversaries rather than overpower them.
Señores?
It's Zorro! I will capture him, comandante!
Most certainly I have not come to surrender, said Señor Zorro. I am on business.
Business? Zorro, or the Fox in English, was invented by Johnston McCulley, a pulp fiction writer from California. These passages come from his first Zorro story, The Curse of Capistrano, published in 1919.
4 days ago, senor, you brutally beat a native who had won your dislike. The affair happened on the road between here and a mission at San Gabriel.
He was a surly dog and got in my way. How does it concern you, my pretty highwayman?
I am the friend of the oppressed, senor, and I have come to punish you.
The Zorro story is set in Spanish colonial California. Zorro is the dashing alter ego of the meek Don Diego, son of the wealthiest landowner in the pueblo of Los Angeles.
Oh, please, please, it's only I. Has something happened?
Zorro's world is full of corrupt colonial officials and cruel military captains.
California is in my hands. I'm accountable to no one, is that clear? No one!
They abuse their power, tormenting indigenous peasants and Catholic friars alike. When night falls, Diego dons his mask and goes on a one-man mission to set things right. But the colonial administration fears Zorro, so they try to turn the public against him by smearing him as a dangerous and murderous bandit. McCulley's story was turned into a hit silent film with Douglas Fairbanks in 1920 and went on to inspire dozens of remakes and TV series. But McCulley didn't pull Zorro out of thin air. The California bandido archetype he resembles had already been floating around for a while, born in the tumult around the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848, when Yankees began streaming into California and squatting on Mexican-owned land.
What arose in the popular history, a number of characters who were trying, like Zorro, to defend the vulnerable.
We don't know for sure, but experts believe that Zorro was based on a famous outlaw named Joaquin Murrieta. Murrieta allegedly came to California from Mexico during the gold rush, but was prevented from seeking his fortune by California's foreign miners tax, which was designed to keep Hispanics off the gold fields. Unable to find work, Murrieta terrorized the highways of Northern California. Depending on who you talk to, he was either a hero of Mexican resistance or a common murderer. The only thing is, he might not have been a real person.
There was a popular sort of yellow journalist who started writing in the San Francisco paper about this character, and he probably created Joaquin Murrieta.
As the story goes, the governor put a ransom on Murrieta's head. After he was captured, his literal head was preserved in a bottle of brandy and exhibited around the state. The head eventually made its way to live behind a bar in a San Francisco saloon until it was destroyed in the earthquake of 1906.
It made for great journalism. The question is, was it real?
Another bandido that was undeniably real was Juan Cortina, a South Texas rancher turned fighter. One day in Brownsville, he saw a gringo sheriff giving a beating to one of his former employees. He shot the sheriff and fled. He went on to assemble a ragtag insurgent force that battled with the U.S. Army on and off for years. After being defeated, he spent the rest of his career rustling cattle and dodging the law. Throughout, he framed his actions as revenge for the unjust treatment of Tejanos by the Americans. Historical figures like Cortina provided a model for the Zorro story, but that was just the beginning. Zorro, in turn, went on to serve as a prototype for future superheroes. Think about Batman, another wealthy loner who dons a mask to fight for justice. Batman's creator, Bob Kane, was obsessed with Zorro as a kid growing up in Brooklyn.
So he said that it was very easy for him to take this character who had been in Southern California and put him in this megalopolis. And instead of the cave in the hills of California, he put him in a bat cave, made him a bat instead of a fox, and off he went to defend the oppressed.
But, you know, as time has gone on and the Zorro myth has developed, he's become a sort of epitome, a kind of the all-American hero.
Historian Felipe Fernandez Armesto.
And I think that, you know, just about every fictional masked hero in American literature derives from Zorro, you know, Batman, even Superman.
Felipe says you see Zorro's mark in others, the Lone Ranger, Spider-Man, and so on.
They all have the same characteristics. You know, they're all these loners on the outskirts of society who don't need society but who serve it. They all wear a mask to suppress their identity and identify themselves with universal values of right and justice.
But it's worth pointing out that the rakish individualists that Zorro was likely patterned after, they weren't American patriots. In fact, they fought against Americans.
So what a great irony that is, you know, that the great American hero tradition begins with someone who's actually a hero of resistance against the United States.
We often talk about patriotism and loyalty as prime American values. But you wouldn't guess it looking at our superheroes. Compassion for the weak and the will to question and confront authority. Now that's the stuff an all-American superhero is made of.
Out of the night when the full moon is bright comes a horseman known as Zorro.
Our producer, Marlon Bishop, with the story of Zorro.